All right.
My name is Spencer Jobe, and now I'm going to, I'm going to be talking about something ridiculous. It's called Funky Functions. Let's see here, I'll just do it from here. So what are we talking about here? Just as kind of like a fun exercise, I wanted to see if we could use only functions to imitate all other language constructs in JavaScript. So things like if statements, while and for loops, evals, try, catch, finally blocks, switch blocks. Could we do that without actually using any of these? So could we actually mimic the functionality of these things here without using the keywords themselves? In fact, we can, using only these four keywords, three keywords and the document, which isn't really a keyword. So all of these constructs really revolve around branching. And so the idea here is, if we can take something as simple as an if statement like this and rewrite it so that we're not actually using the if keyword, then we can build on that branching logic and actually mimic all other constructs. So here is that same if statement rewritten without an if keyword. Here you've got an and logical operator that does lazy evaluation. So if the first half of the expression yields true, then the second half will be executed. In this case, it's an iffy, which will just prompt the user that x is 0. So we can take this construct and we can build lots of other interesting things, or ridiculous things. You know, you get to choose. So here, if I can get this thing running here. What's going on here? Anybody? No, I got plenty of power. Oh, you did? Oh, gotcha. All right, hold on. Sorry, guys. There we go. Okay, sorry about that.
There,
how's that? Okay. So here's an if statement, an if function, if you will, written without any if state, without any if keywords. So if I can get this guy on, there we go. So here we have an if command. It takes two components. It takes the result of a comparison and a true function that will execute if the comparison is true. Like the example in the slides, we have our logical and operator here. If the comparison is true, then the second thing will be evaluated, which is the true function that you pass in, and therefore it will get executed. The second part here, where we're assigning something to an empty function, is to allow us to actually do else if statements by returning. There we go. Okay. by returning either an empty function if the comparison was true, which means that the expression was executed, or returning the if function itself so that you can execute further statements. So here is an example of the code. And you've got your if statement. You're seeing if x is 0. If it is, then the function that you pass into it will be executed. If not, you can see here at the end of the expression, or at the end of the invocation, we're just kind of calling if again and passing it in other commands. At the bottom, we've got an else, quote unquote, else keyword, which if we look up here is just one. So we're just passing in one for the comparison. Okay, we're passing in one for the comparison, and then the code is executed here. So that's one example. But there's some more complicated things, like a try statement, a try, catch, fail statement. How would you do that? So here we kind of build off of our if function, and we also have an eval function. This is where the document is being used, and this just injects script into the head to execute. And here is a try, catch, finally block without using any keywords. So here the try command takes three functions, and they kind of represent each block of your typical try, catch, finally command. You've got a status, and then the try block itself is like stringified and wrapped in an iffy, passed to the eval command, which runs it. And at the end of this expression, if I can slide over, we will set try status to 1. This doesn't happen recursively. So if you have nested try catch statements, it's not going to work. yet. But essentially, if this evaluates successfully, then try status will be set to 1. If it fails, then try status will remain 0. And then we can check for that below using the if function that we already tried. So here, or that we already wrote. So here we're checking to see if if statement is 0. And if it is, then we fire off our catch function. And then finally, this is kind of an elegant way here to write the statement. Basically, if the finally function exists, then we execute the finally function. And that actually represents a try block. I'm getting the 5 minute here, 5 minute window, so I just wanted to run one of these. I'll run this one here to show you. Here's the actual code. You can see you've got your try command and you're passing in your three functions, the thing you want to test, the function that is executed on error, and then the function that runs always. I'm using VS Code, so it already knows that that doesn't exist. So it's already highlighting it, but we can still run it to show you that the code actually works. Here's the try, and then when we run this, we will get our message that the error occurred because foo does not exist. And then we will get the this always runs, which is the last part of it. So that was just some kind of ridiculous things that that I've been working on. I basically wanted to see how far you could push this by not using any keywords, just see how far you could push a first-class function. And it turns out you can push it pretty far. Thanks for your time. This stuff will probably be up on GitHub at some point, and I'm sure a robot will randomly click on it. Thanks for your time.